Welcome to Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I'm Jordan Shambly, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cedra Sarton.
Hi.
Hey,
it's good to be back.
I'm glad you're here.
We haven't done this for like a week.
Right. It's been a week, right?
A full week. Hey, this is the one thing about having this weekend show, which I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would be prepared to do more than that. I have a lot of respect for our fellow AFR people who do daily shows. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand. The content is there. Mm-hmm. The content is there. You know, for the ones who are covering news stories and stuff, that never stops.
And then other draining, things. I'm sure.
But I have a lot of respect for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I also really, before we dive too far I just want to say a huge thank you. And that's not like even covers the way I feel. A huge thank you to everybody and to our listeners. So to our whole AFR team, to our the ones who helped put together spots, to our our American Family Studio team for helping put together a solid video and everything for social media, and to my pal Jordan across from me here for all the written content, like for putting together an article and putting together all the written content that goes out for our Orange Letter campaign.
Right.
So if you've been listening to AFR, you've gotten to hear. Mm-hmm. We've been doing hardcore Orange Letter, and I know that campaign is supposed to end yesterday,
right? Yeah.
But we're gonna leave that open for you guys in case you want to participate and you want to write a letter to our sisters and brothers in Russia. So if you have just words of encouragement and prayer, you can still go to afr.net/olc, and on there right now there's a little counter where you can see how many letters have been sent. Now, at the time of this recording, which this is pre-recorded, there's 934 letters. Well,
whoa.
Getting close to 1,000, and I'm so thankful. But by the time you actually hear this recording, it's I don't know what it'll be.
Right. Yeah. If we maintain this momentum here, I think that the 1,500 mark is well within reach.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
So we're gonna leave this up for you to be able to submit letters through tomorrow, through Sunday.
Right.
So that is the 18th.
That's
what we're trying to do. Well, I'm trying to think of what today is, what Saturday, you know.
Right.
So through the 18th,
right,
that will be the final. That's it.
Right.
So if you're hearing
this, you'll be too late after that.
Now, don't think you're too late when you first hear this.
Right.
Because it only takes a moment to go on there.
Exactly.
And write a letter.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of, you know, what can I do for my persecuted Christian sisters and brothers, this is just, it seems like such a small act, but it means the world. Go to afr.net, and on there is the form that you can fill out, and you can put all your information in. And if you're wondering, why do I need to put my address in, well, we're going to send you a little token of our thanks. Nothing too big, just something small, a small sticker pack and a nice magnet that you can put wherever you'll see it the most often, I hope. And then when you see that, it'll remind you to pray for the persecuted Christians, not just in Russia, but all over the world. So for the ones that we've written letters to before in Egypt, Nigeria, Syria, North Korea. Those are some of the countries that we've touched on in the past. And also pray for Global Outreach International. They're our friends and our partners in Orange Letter. And they've got missionaries all over the world continually sharing Christ. So pray for them and for what they're working on, and pray for them as they prepare these letters and get them to Russia. So if you want to know more about them and what they're doing, you can go to globaloutreach.org.
Right.
And you'll be able to check out all the things they're doing, upcoming short missions that you can participate in as well.
Yeah.
And there's a little more information if you go to our podcast.
Right.
Go to afr.net. I'm just going to drive you there as much as I can. Go to afr.net. You can find Share Truth, Apply Scripture there, and listen to last week's podcast with John Darnell from Global Outreach. And he shared a little bit about some of the things that you can participate in. If you're not sure if you're ready for a long-term mission field, there's some other opportunities for you. So go to globaloutreach.org.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wonderful organization. I'm so glad that we are able to partner with them and do this. I was thinking when you're talking about like the magnet that people are going to get after participating, that's such a good way to sort of start conversations in your household about this kind of thing. Talking about mission work, talking about persecuted Christians, the global church. And I mentioned this to John in our previous conversation with him, that's not something that we here in America, most of us, we don't really think about often is thinking of the church in that global context. Usually when I think of the church, my vision of the church is very, you know, Southern evangelical American, you know, that's the flavor that I'm thinking.
That's what we've grown up
and
in.
And that's because that's what I'm familiar with. That's what I'm in right now.
There's a church on every corner.
Exactly. Exactly. But globally, the church looks very different.
Yeah.
And having that connection between two different cultures within Christianity is kind of, it's a really amazing thing to have been part of. I can recall some campaigns while back years ago where we would get feedback from the missionaries at the time that we were writing to saying, wow, like, here's where we're living. Here's where, you know, what the culture is like here. And your letters in particular really helped us and lifted us up and encouraged us. And even meeting some of those missionaries face to face and having conversations with them was, it just really brought this idea of the global church together for me and changed the way I think about it, really.
I also think, and this is something I got to talk with Dr. Jessica Peck with when I got to sit down with her on her program, Dr. Nurse Mama. Mm-hmm. And if you're a parent or you're about to be a parent, or maybe you just have kids in your life that, you know, she's a great one to listen to. So check out Dr. Nurse Mama on AFR. But I got to sit down, I got to talk with her and her whole realm of, you know, discussing things for your children.
Right.
This is something that is a great learning tool for your kids. And Jordan, you have kids.
Yeah.
And especially your oldest, you know, they're getting up old enough to be able to to kind of to participate in this campaign. So I think this is also a great tool to teach your kids how to have compassion and love in their hearts for their sisters and brothers across the world. And so maybe give them an opportunity to to sit down and plan out a letter with you.
You know what? It's the weekend. Most people are at home together. Why don't you go ahead right now? You can even pause this podcast or, you know, turn off the radio, whatever you want to do, and just hey, get your kids together, go to AFR.net, type out some words and send a letter all together as a family. I think that would be a wonderful way to introduce this concept of ministering to other people to your children in a very tangible way.
Yes, exactly. And if you're listening on the radio and you're like, I don't want to pause this right now.
Sure.
I don't want to turn it off. You don't have to, but you're like, I'm going to miss it if we didn't. You know what? I'm going to put this up on the, as soon as we're done recording, I'm going to schedule this. It's going to be up. So when you're listening to this, as soon as this program is over, it's going to go up on AFR.net and you'll be able to listen there. So don't worry. We got you covered.
We'll be there for you. Definitely.
100%.
But again, I think a great opportunity to teach the little ones in your household, maybe not so little ones, maybe some teenagers in there too.
So I think I could, I think I could use a little lesson.
Me too.
I think the adults as well.
Yeah. I think that's a great kind of segue into what we're going to talk about today. While I do want to keep connecting this to the Orange Letter Campaign, because that's going on right now and it's very important to us. Something that you, Cedra, actually brought up as something to talk about was those opportunities that we have just in our daily life to reach out to other people and to minister to them.
I was actually thinking about this. I was thinking, like, what we were going to talk about this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just I always want something that's impactful, that it's really helpful. And so I started thinking about this and kind of trying to flush it out in my mind. This is my getting ready in the morning before coming to work. So I'm getting ready. Mm-hmm. I'm like blow dry my hair. And I'm like in my mind thinking about, you know, what we could discuss.
Right.
And then that morning when we had our daily devotion, you know, we as a staff here at AFA meet every morning and have devotion together. And we take prayer requests. And one of the staff members who's been here for a very long time, very sweet lady, shout out to Regina if you're listening. She mentioned that she got to go on a trip, got to be on a cruise or something, and she just mentioned, you know, how she loves to get to talk to people and how we need to pray for all the people that she got, you know, to stop and talk to and minister to. And I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah.
If I'm on a trip, I'm just thinking about having a good old time.
If I'm on a cruise,
And so sometimes I realize, I'm like, sometimes I just let so many chances go by.
Yeah.
You know, even here in the office, you know, like, because you don't just need to minister to the unbeliever, to the stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I need to minister to the people I'm working with.
That's good.
And I'm like, do I do that? Do I hope I do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes I pass people by and I'll get home and I'm like, oh man, I saw so-and-so and they might've been looking down and I should have stopped and talked to them.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, things like that come up all the time. I mean, that's just, you know, when you work around people or when you're just living around people, the opportunities like that come up a lot. I think about, you know, Miss Regina was talking about being on a trip, and I think about trips that I go on with my family and my kids are there. And usually in my mind, when we're on vacation, if we're not like at our cabin or whatever, the little, you know, the hotel or wherever we're staying at the time, if we're out and about, you know, with a bunch of other people.
It's constantly head counting, though, isn't it? Yes, making sure
yes.
You've got everybody.
I am in dad mode, and my senses are dialed up to 11, and I am like on edge.
And most people, most people are a possible threat at that point.
Yeah, yeah. The little old lady passing by, I see you.
I know you want to pick up my child.
but I just have that instinct to be really hyper aware, to the point where I just get really stressed out and just it become. My wife has commented before. It's like it's not really enjoyable to be around you when you're with us around a whole bunch of other people. And I'm like, I understand. I'm
not
enjoying
fine.
It either.
It's okay.
but thankfully, eventually, I can calm down and I can relax enough to enjoy being with my family. But in those moments, like I know that. At least my oldest, my son, notices how I'm doing around people and how I'm treating other people. Mm-hmm. And if he sees his dad, who talks to him about the Lord and about Jesus and about the gospel, just with a permanent scowl on his face, mm-hmm. anytime he's around people, you know, that he doesn't know, which tends to be how I am. what message does that send to him about compassion and empathy? You know, and a heart to minister to other people. And I see people like Miss Regina and like so many other people here in the staff and people that I go to church with and people that I just know, believers who are very strong in their faith, who are very gracious. And when you look at their face, you think not that they're, you know, just going to be, you know, no boundaries whatsoever, but they're very approachable. They're very friendly. They are open to people. You know, and that convicts me deeply because I'm not naturally that way. And that is something I pray and I should be praying more that the Holy Spirit would change in me, that I would become more open to people and have that develop the ability to talk to people, not, you know, just walk up to somebody and start preaching at them. Not that that's the bad thing, but not that that's always a good thing either. But
that
also,
tends to turn people off a good bit of the time.
But just to be open to having discussions and being sensitive to the spiritual needs of people around me.
Yeah. And not being afraid to speak of Jesus and what he's done for you. Mm. And you may be thinking, like, especially if you're talking with strangers, here in the office, I can tell all day long. I can tell my testimony and what's going on. And you know what? Everybody around here is just going to be glad to hear it. Mm. But you go out on the street and it's not always the same.
No.
People may not. And there may be somebody who thinks you're crazy. Mm. But there's going to be, even if just one person hears you and that sticks with them and starts making them think, then it's worth it. If you if you start looking at the world as not just these are other people that I don't know, but these are all souls who will spend eternity somewhere. One way or another, they have eternal souls and they're going to spend it somewhere. And did I contribute? You know, like, did I contribute to their spiritual well-being or did I hold them back? Am I a barrier between them and Jesus?
Right.
And that, you start thinking about it like that, which is the way it is. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's deep. That's, you know.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. It is uncomfortable. And it's supposed, you know, if you feel uncomfortable like I do right now, that talking about it, then maybe there's something to think about.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something in you that you need to, you know, start working on or asking Jesus to do a work within you.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, a lot of these, you know, people who are listening might be thinking, well, you know, going to, you know, the coffee shop and being in line and, you know, there's just people in passing or walking down the sidewalk. Now, you're probably not going to be able to witness, you know, in full to someone if you're passing by them for 3 seconds. But what even those times can do is help you cultivate an openness to people. So that when you are with someone who you don't know or you do know for a lengthier amount of time, mm-hmm. or maybe you go to the same place regularly, maybe you share a class with somebody or you go to the same grocery store and that person's working there, and you there's that, you know, you're not quite acquaintances, you don't know each other's names quite yet,
but they recognize you,
you recognize them, you know, they know your order and what you like and all that kind of thing. Those little moments of like just passing by people on the sidewalk or, you know, in line or whatever, just being, you know, open and not being so defensive and not being so, you know, withdrawn from people, which is a really sad symptom in our society right now, especially among younger people, I would say. Those are opportunities to practice openness, mm-hmm. So that when you're with someone for that lengthier amount of time, you are open to them and you can – maybe not give them a sermon, but you can just say a word, you know, of encouragement, you know, that, you know, I'm praying for you if they share something that's bothering them. It can be very, very simple, but even those simple things can be very powerful.
Yeah. Well, there are times where being a single female out and about,
yeah.
you kind of have to watch your back.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean everybody in the world's out to get you, but yeah. being aware of your surroundings.
Don't be naive.
Yeah. But also, like, but I'm the type of person, I am a little different. I love talking to people.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah. Yes, have you noticed I have. And that? That's not who I am, but yes.
Yeah, I love talking to people. I love getting to meet new people. Sometimes here when people take tours of our building, I get to be one of the people to give tours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are like, you know, sorry to take up so much. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, look, you know, I'm so glad that I get to spend time with you today and get to know you and, you know, let you get to know us a little bit better. I love doing that stuff. And I still, like, I'm when it comes to, I can't tell you how many times I'm just too busy.
Right.
That's my problem is I'm always too busy. Mm-hmm. I'm always in a hurry. Mm. And but there's been a few times when I actually did stop for a minute and I didn't rush by somebody. Mm-hmm. And I've just, you know, you think about how can you be a blessing to them? And when you're doing that, you find that you were more blessed in the process. Mm. And so there was a time when I'm walking down Main Street area, like shopping, and there was a person, I'm sitting outside on a bench and somebody sits near me. And I'm like, at that moment, I'm kind of like looking over. I'm like, who, you know, it's cool that you're here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
cool that you're here. But still, again, on that
who are you?
Being aware of your surroundings right. again.
Uh-huh.
And then they started talking to me. Not just a lot.
Right.
And when I responded, they're like, oh, friendly person, start talking more.
Exactly.
And then when and they kind of mentioned some things going on in your life. And I just stopped at the end before. I was like, well, I have to go now, but can I stop and pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This man is, and it was an older gentleman, just started to cry, just started to tear up. And like, I mean, like how many of those moments
exactly.
have I missed?
Mm-hmm.
A blessing for myself as well, not just for them, because I was too busy. I was in a hurry. I was in a rush. And I'm not watching and hurting kids all the time.
Right.
It's just me. It's just myself.
Right.
You know?
Mm. Yeah, but we can get caught up and all too willing to ignore being sensitive to people around us.
Yeah.
An arena in life now where this is kind of easily done is online. And I know that both of us, we're both kind of involved. There's online communities that go on around certain interests and hobbies and things. And you meet all sorts of people online.
When
I mean, when I say all sorts, I mean all sorts, probably a greater variety of people than live in your hometown.
Oh yeah. Like you think, you know, all the types of people, and then you go online and you're just like, it's oh, wow, more. Buddy. Where'd you come
yeah,
from?
There are types of people that are specific to the internet. It's that diverse. But being online, I feel like it's such a different situation than in person, because people are very willing to be wide open on the internet. Just like too open on the internet.
Yeah. In the realm of I did not want to know that.
Yeah, thank you. Unfollow. Like did not need to know.
Yeah.
But it's a different situation, and I feel like The same sort of principles might not really apply, because on the internet too, I feel like the safety concern, like just striking up a conversation with someone in private message, especially if you're a minor, you should not be doing that. I'm just going to say.
Oh yeah, and if you're a parent or a guardian mm-hmm. over a minor, you should be very aware of what
absolutely.
They are doing online.
You need to know all the passwords, and you need to do spot checks on the phone.
And there are so many things out there that look very innocent and mm-hmm. childlike, but it is not. There are some of these games and stuff that mm-hmm. people are playing that actually have yeah. chat features mm-hmm. and you do not know who's mm-hmm. on the other end of that.
And that's probably a whole yes. other episode that
we've discussed it before, yeah. so just throwing that out there again.
Right.
You
yeah.
can't warn people too many times.
Exactly. But for the adults, I do think there are still opportunities for ministering to people online. And I mean, personally, I have those opportunities myself. I'm involved in certain online communities that are not Christian in nature. Now, Christians are involved in them, but it's a general public, you know, kind of community.
And certain topics.
So I know people who are of all walks of life,
yeah.
like all, underline that, all. And people who identify as genders that they are not, people who, you know, have profess to be anything from, you know, Catholic to Protestant to Muslim to pagan. Like, there's a bunch of people out there that I at least have had words with, you know, online. And so as I develop those relationships, I have opportunities to open up discussions, or at the very least, if they're not open to having discussions, at the very least being honest about who I am myself to a certain degree, but like being honest about what I believe. I believe in God. I've talked to people about being a Christian, and it's honestly surprising how many people are like, either they're just like, you know what, that's great for you, I'm just not interested in talking about this. And it's like, okay, fine. Just know I'm here if you are. And then people who are like, honestly, curious, and they don't agree with me, but they're at least curious and they want to hear what I have to say. And I feel like a lot of those conversations have been really very different than a lot of people here in our little southern hometown, where everybody says that they're a Christian,
a good
and everybody goes to church at least once a year. And you know, that's a completely different conversation to be had, because
they have their idea of what Christianity mm-hmm. is, and it may or may not be correct.
Yeah.
And so then you're having to work against, instead of just working against, you know, you don't have a blank canvas, you have a whole like rearranging like this idea.
It can be very messy. I almost prefer the conversations with people who are like, look, I completely worship a different God than you do. Like, that to me is an easier conversation, because you at least have a blank slate to work with. But regardless, we don't need to let our own personal challenges dictate. Like, no. You know, if an opportunity arises, if this person is difficult or if this person is open and ready to hear what you have to say, either way, you do want to be prepared and ready to share.
And you used a very important word earlier. You said relationship.
Mm.
And we've talked a little bit, actually a lot, about those little moments in passing. Mm-hmm. People that you see, but you won't see again probably, or like you only see them for brief moments, like the girl who fixes your coffee.
Sure.
You know, and stuff like that. Yeah. Which, you know, if you see them often enough, you have a chance for that, mm-hmm. building a relationship, a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people you see on the street, and it's just for a moment,
mm-hmm.
and you're mm-hmm. never going to see them again. And so that's to me, that's one of the harder ones.
Yeah.
You're never, there's a seed planted, but 99.99% of the time, you're never going to get to see the harvest mm-hmm. on that.
Yeah.
But then there's opportunities when you have people that are in the like online forums that mm-hmm. you're on or stuff, and they go back and forth with you all the time, and you see them and you have a chance to build a relationship with them. And sometimes that's the best way. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, to go up to somebody and start yelling at them about Jesus, 99, like most of the time. If they do respond to that in a way that's other than anger, it's usually because they've already been worked on and stuff.
It's by the grace of God, yeah.
And maybe that's the case. Mm-hmm. Maybe God has, like, you think maybe God has you out there talking to people because there's the ones out there that have already been worked on by other people.
Yes.
And, yeah. Mm. And stuff. But then there are the ones that are in your life and you have the chance to build that relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a slow, slow, tiring process. And so, like, this is just two different kinds of ministry here.
Yeah, exactly. Like. No, yeah, it is. But it is all under the umbrella of being ready and willing to share what the Lord has given you. And I think, too, one thing that would be worth saying is, hearing all of this, it might be easy for a lot of people to be like, oh, I'm just going to take on the entire weight of the world's salvation I got to, you know, overanalyze, and I've got to make sure, you know, it becomes this anxiety thing where it's like everybody
you
needs
think
to
way
be
too highly of yourself, and that's the case.
I think there's a lot of room, and God is very gracious and God is kind. There's a lot of room for us to, while we do witness and we are commanded to, we are commanded to share the gospel, we can also rest in the fact that God is there and he's willing to save them. And you're not the only Christian in the world. Mm-mm. And there are so many other people around you. Like you said,
don't use that as your opt out to go hide and not do anything.
It's not an excuse, but it is a way to make sure that you don't take the world's weight on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And maybe the little word that you say is added onto a whole pile of other little words that people have already given them from mm-hmm. God. So don't underestimate the power of just simple kindness and showing the love of God, because you don't know how God is going to use that.
And that also goes for your fellow brothers and sisters who
Absolutely.
are already in the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them also need ministering. And that brings us right back to mm-hmm. the Orange Letter campaign.
Yes.
Before we go out, I just want to tell people one more time, you have a little bit more time this weekend to get in your letters. So go to afr.net/OLC mm-hmm. and just go ahead and get in your letters. It won't take but a moment. And we would love to add yours to the growing
list.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's make sure that we get a lot of those letters out. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Until next week, continue to share truth and apply scripture.